Dueling Genre.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we take another beating in the corner, one punch after the bell at a time. I'm Doug.
And I'm Moses. Matt loves Moses.
Can you leave that in?
That's a joke for one person.
Like, no, to please our guests.
Moses may not be literally a fan of your show.
You think Moses listens?
I'm doubtful.
We had from the Yo Philly Rocky tour.
No, that's the guy I went to high school with. Matt was obsessed with. He was asking about Moses.
He was kind of the coolest guy in whatever year he graduated. So,
wasn't that your year?
Moses.
No.
He was a year behind us, or
he was, might have been. I think he graduated in 95. He was probably a year behind Moses. If you're listening, call in and let us know when you graduated. he was a year behind us. He was 95.
Right.
But really, I'm Jason.
Well, we have two special guests joining us for these couple of minutes here. We have very close to my heart, my brother Matt, and my cousin Greg Peterson, Rocky super fans and first time guests. So let's have a nice warm welcome for these two fellas.
Thanks for bringing in zero combined podcasting experience. So
me and Jay have.
Going
to
be very.
When does my family get to be on the show? When's your family get to be all over the show?
I don't know. You always talk about your brother living in Philly. He knows everything about Philly.
No, he doesn't. My sister-in-law does. I don't think she'll come on the show.
Something that you have to take up at Thanksgiving.
You should try to invite her. Oh. Just an idea.
She's the one that knows Kevin Smith's sister.
She knows, right? Kevin Smith's sister, yes. Mm-hmm. They're best friends.
So you promised her to Jane Silent Bob Minute. You failed there. She won't even come on Rocky Minute.
Oh, it's kind of awkward here. I didn't fail. I could still put a call in.
It's never too late.
It's never too late, Jay. Well, today we're knocking out minute 111.
Ooh.
Begins with some advice and it ends with music that doesn't match the action.
Oh, okay.
Music that doesn't match the action.
Music.
So the advice that we have is Duke telling Apollo to stay away from him.
I thought he said stay awake.
He's
been, I don't know. It's around 14.
I thought the
tired.
Same thing. It was
see?
Hard to tell.
Now we're going to have to go to the team.
It would make sense for him to stay away from him because he's won every single round except for one.
Yeah, and he says, like, later on, like, kind of this minute or next minute, you don't have to knock him out. Just,
yeah,
you know, so.
Stay away from him. You get the points and you win the fight.
This is not about winning the fight for Apollo. He has to knock him out. If Apollo just wins by decision, like, that's not a win for Apollo. He has to knock him out. He should.
No, because it's Apollo doesn't think that he deserved the first one.
And then you give him a second one, and then he's going to go the distance with you again?
And win on points again? That's not going to be.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But all his trainer's concerned with is Apollo making it through this fight, right? At this point, and getting to the end of the fight intact and getting the win that way.
Yeah. He's just happy that Apollo's still alive.
He should only be tired from pounding on Rocky's face.
Yeah, right? That's going to get exhausting after a while. Like,
that was clearly a strategy going into this, which just to wear Apollo.
I think his hands are tired from
exactly.
Slamming him against Rocky's face repeatedly.
What is it? Mick says, don't let him breathe. He can't breathe because he's exhausted from pounding on his face. He's going to keep going with that as a strategy.
Well, as we have touched on before, he doesn't really give any like real boxing advice except like the body and protect that eye. But I don't know.
Has he ever given really any boxing advice?
It's been a lot of one-liners from Mickey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Good quotable ones, but
I guess he's better training than actual fight.
The one thing that jumped out at me was how different his advice is than... I don't know. Is Apollo's trainer officially known as Duke, or is it just Apollo's trainer at this point?
At this point, he calls him Tony earlier on. I don't know.
He does, right?
Duke comes into play.
I don't think yet. I think next movie, possibly.
Right. Yeah.
That was, when he calls him Tony, that was like kind of a mistake because it was Carl Weathers calling the actor Tony Burton by his first name.
Oh, wow.
I guess they just retconned his name to be Tony Duke. Uh-huh. Tony Duke, in quotes, Evers.
I couldn't tell who was spitting more, Apollo or Duke. They were just spit flying around.
It was great. His spit game really escalates throughout the movies, too.
Sure does.
Remember that in Rocky IV, it might be the best one.
This is supposed to be an exhibition! Well, I think it's in the next minute, so I'll save it for that one. But.
Are you talking ahead?
Teaser.
It's not myself.
We call it a teaser. If you want to know what Gregor has to say, come back tomorrow.
To stay tuned for minute 112.
I don't know. We might lose a whole lot of fans after this minute.
Why?
Because of the professionals that you have who are related to one of the hosts as your guests. Yeah. Well, going back to what I was saying before, though, the sort of, I think it's telling what Apollo's trainer's advice is versus what Mickey's advice is. Apollo's trainer is wanting to protect Apollo, keep him away from Rocky, just have him get through the fight and get to the end, whether it goes 15 rounds or not. And Mickey wants Rocky to go at Apollo. I guess the line, don't let him breathe, means go at him hard. Get him down, get him out.
I thought it meant just let him keep hitting you until you can't breathe anymore. Until he's so exhausted he can't breathe.
Could that be boxing advice to go for the body?
Yeah, the body.
Don't let him breathe.
Well, that was Mickey's thing like all along. He, you know, even from last movie, says he goes to the body like I've never seen before. So he knows Rocky has like a devastating body punch. Mm-hmm. I guess that's his thing, like go at him, but, you know, keep it to the body.
Or he could have the worst swing and miss of all time like he does in this minute.
Not one.
he just punches the corner. But Apollo's not even there.
I mean, I'm not a fighter, and I saw those punches coming. Come on.
And he had a good solid...
I love the grunt.
After grunt, Paulie's reaction was the best.
Holy!
But he's got like a ball out of his mouth.
He's got a mouthful of food.
Food and beer.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a beer in his hand. How many beers, Jay? Now we're in round 12.
Well, we know he had about six before the fight even started.
Yeah, we're counting the bottles lined up on the table. That was before the fight even started.
I was wondering, is he getting up and getting fresh beers? Is he making Adrian get him cold beers when he's supposed to be taking care of her after a coma? Or
he is in charge.
Is he just drinking warm beers? Does he have a cooler by him?
Maybe
a cooler. What's he got? Because he's got all the empties lined up.
Well, he's not at his house, so maybe he brought a little cooler over, like your brother-in-law brings over everywhere he goes.
Every time.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Doesn't he not trust you to have beer, or he doesn't like your fridge?
I don't know.
Maybe
he doesn't like my beer.
So... Paulie's not home, so maybe he brought a cooler beer. That makes sense.
What is he eating? He's eating this entire movie. At least the entire fight.
It's not a snow cone, is it?
At this point? That was earlier.
Right. Maybe Rocky got him that snow cone machine and he's using it at Adrian's house.
Why does he even have a tie on? He's just tie all loosened up.
He just got off of work from breaking tums.
Him and Adrian are dressed pretty formally to just be watching the fight on the couch, and I was wondering, are they even in the same room together? Because
they really don't show them.
They don't show them together at all.
Huh. Interesting.
You just have Adrian sitting there giving credence to the blow up doll because she has zero energy going on, or showing any affection or anything like that. And
you know, it's funny. I wonder, because you know her. Things were filmed like months later, so I wonder if they were filmed separately.
Yeah, he's right; they do never show them together.
Oh,
jeez. Is he eating? These are either like individually wrapped pretzels or breadsticks of some sort. Like,
was the Philadelphia Pretzel Company a thing back then?
I don't think. Do you buy pretzels individually? Usually, they come in a tub. You slide one out.
Yeah, they come like that.
But these are all individually wrapped.
Or maybe they changed their packaging.
I doubt it.
I just assumed a sandwich of some kind.
Well, what's in? He's got something in his pocket.
That would make more sense. It just looks like he would be eating a sandwich.
Well, if you watch this part here, there's something in his hand when he goes up to his head. It looks like
there?
Either a pretzel stick or a bread stick of some sort. Some sort of stick.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has the rest of them in his pocket.
He does. We remember a couple of minutes ago, I was talking about him. They look like individually wrapped cigars.
But it's not that, because you wouldn't have so many for just you.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe they're string cheese? Or don't they? Didn't they used to wrap, or do they still wrap sausages that way? Like a Slim Jim?
Slim Jims,
yeah.
It looked like it was white, whatever was coming out of his face.
Yeah, it looked like crumbs.
Crumbs, yeah. Bread crumbs, pretzel.
I'm going with a Stella Doro breadstick. Are they individually wrapped?
What are the biscuits that you dip into coffee?
Biscuits.
No, the
biscuits?
Biscotti? Yeah, biscotti, those things.
No, those are Italians.
Yeah, they're Italian.
Let's see here.
I love his reaction, though.
Second 16, right? Or so.
Yeah. What happens right before this? Because
that's the swing and miss. Terrible swing and miss here, and then.
Oh, yeah. He can't believe what he's saying.
Oh, that's funny, too. The Mickey? Way Mick taps his head like that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what the hell?
What was that?
He's like, all right, see ya. This is over. Mickey's giving up. Yep. Yeah, I have that written down. Mickey's giving up. You know, Greg?
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yep. And then the bell rings, which rap. What are you looking up?
Nothing. Carry on. Don't pay attention to me.
When the, is it when the bell rings? The ref's shirt is filthy.
Covered in blood.
Covered in blood. Oh, it's not there, though. See that?
Ooh.
Nice clean shirt there. Halfway through the minute.
Where are you?
At second. We've talked about this before too, Jay. At second 26, you see the ref's shirt, which is white as what are white clouds.
At second 26, I have Rocky punching Apollo. No, his shirt has stuff.
But then, 30 seconds is
30. At second 30, his shirt is disgusting. Second 26, he's got a clean 27. He's got a clean shirt on.
I don't have a shirt till 28.
What? No. What? We're in minute 111. Yeah. 111.
That's where I'm at.
Maybe. Rocky's face should be way more mangled than that.
Oh, I'm on 112. Jesus fucking Christ. This fucking computer and this internet in this house, like everything, it was like slow, and I click it to speed up, and it went to the next one without me knowing. I blame everything on the internet, dude. All right, let's see here.
Second 26.
26. All right, I'm at 26 on the right minute now. That's a clean shirt. A little stain on the right.
No, that's a bone dry.
Really?
White or blue?
Compared to second 30, where it's just. And even later in the minute or in the next one, it's covered.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Huh. Yeah, second 30, 31.
And then there's this guy in.
Yeah, hold on. Do we get the bell? Yeah, we get the bell already. We get the bell to end round 13, and we see Adrian, who's, Adrian's going through such a range of emotions.
She's had a baby. Her hormones are all messed up.
Her brother-in-law's hammered on the
her brother-in-law's.
And then we get this crowd shot.
So many mustaches.
But one in particular is just...
He looks like adult Chunk from the Goonies.
He's at second 34. He's like front and center. The only guy with like a spotlight on his face.
He's almost got like a Friar haircut.
It's the mustache and haircut combo that really does it.
It's the Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber haircut, right?
But it's curly, though. It's like
a Ron Jeremy almost.
Afro-y, but it's, the way it's cropped is like framing his face.
Friar Tuck.
Like
That's definitely a toupee, I think, is what that is.
It's just where they piped in the random Rocky chant that just doesn't mesh.
Is it? Is that in this minute?
It's only like 2 seconds of Rocky chant.
Who's that old guy, old Jewish guy?
Wait. The glasses?
He's right behind Chunk.
I don't know.
Adult Chunk.
But
he looks like somebody.
Before they get the really close of him, looks like the guy, I can't think of his name, but I can't think of anybody's name because I forget everything nowadays.
Obviously Alzheimer's, early
dementia. Yeah. See, Tom Seaver has it? Dementia?
Tom Seaver has yeah.
really.
So, yeah. Yep. Wow. And pancreatic cancer. Thanks to Alex Trebek. I have them all. no, who's the old guy that Opie and Anthony got into a fight on with the chew down the price?
Remember, oh, he's a Jew. Ben Stein.
Stein. Yes.
Ben did you Stein.
Say Jew down.
We all knew who you're talking about.
Remember that dude? Yeah, it was like old school. Yep.
And he promptly hung up on them. I remember that.
He does have some Ben Stein.
But before it gets close up, like when it's from a distance.
Somebody else.
Yeah, who?
Yeah.
He looks like the guy in the Pathmark commercials, is what he looks like to me. Remember that guy?
Pathmark?
What?
Yeah. There was a commercial, and there was a guy who looked like. You're talking about the guy with the glasses, right?
Yeah, the old guy right in the middle.
Yeah. He looks like him. I gotta look this up.
How do you
you don't remember the Pathmark?
How do you remember this guy, dude?
You just pulled him up.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's him. You see him?
He's dead. James Caron. He just recently he died October right? of 2018 at 94 years old.
He does look a little like that guy.
He was also in he was in Poltergeist, I believe. He was the guy who sold the family the house, the haunted house, wasn't he? No, the realtor.
I'll look that up.
Hmm.
I
don't know, man.
Wait,
realtor.com.
I
from Poltergeist.
James Caron.
Are you pulling that from memory, or are you IMDBing him?
No, this is memory. I remember watching Poltergeist and being like, hey, isn't that the guy from the Pathmark commercial? And it certainly was.
You also look like the Great Adventure guy that dances. They got their stereotypical 70s jive black guys in the back there.
Oh, yeah.
The guy with the
oh,
hat.
Oh, man, yeah.
He's like the guy from Superman. Like, that is one bad outfit. Oh, the pimp. Saves him.
You know something, though? The guy from the Pathmark commercial had quite a career. He was in a lot of shit, man. Holy crap. Wow. A lot of stuff. Nope.
Like a bit guy.
Yeah. He was just a bit guy, dude, but... He was in a lot. He was in Poltergeist, which is. Did you say it was the guy from Poltergeist?
Yes.
Or you thought it was.
He was the guy who sold the family the house, or he was the realtor or the development construction manager or something.
In 2017, he was in Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk. I don't remember seeing that, but.
And then he is deceased since 2018, it looks like.
Yeah, after you're in a movie, called Jesus Jerk,
that was it.
He was in one thing after that, Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers?
Yeah. Nothing. A lot of TV shows.
He was in Sticky Fingers. He was in Soggy Muffin.
He was a judge in Melrose Place. Revenge of the Nerds 4. I don't know how we got on this because this guy's not in the movie. Like this would be great stuff if this was actually the guy that was in.
He's an uncredited audience member, spectator.
That was really the only takeaway overall is that he's just been pounding him for 14 rounds, and I don't even know why Apollo's face is even
bloody.
Remotely bloody.
I know, he really doesn't hit him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Hits the body a lot.
This fight would have been stopped so long ago.
So, I mean, again, Jay, we have some, like, a lot of after-the-bell punches. This drives me friggin' nuts.
Yeah, these are a lot. This shouldn't be allowed in a fight where he's beating him so bad to continue to allow him to do this. And the ref doesn't make any attempt to stop this one.
Go to second.
Oh.
14, was it?
14.
So, going back in time here.
It's like, giant camera in the bottom right. I know there's, like, cameras popping up left and right, but is that...
Is that?
Yeah,
oh,
it's hard to see on the phone. I think I saw it better on there.
Yeah, I can't play him on the goddamn computer. Bottom of the ring?
Yeah, it's like the bottom right.
That guy?
No, it's like somewhere over here. It's a big square camera.
You think that's like production? Or
yeah, that's what I was wondering. I didn't know if that was supposed to be there or...
Oh, that right there? That guy?
Yeah, that's probably it.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you can kind of play that off pretty reasonably just by saying it's somebody in the, or like television crews that are filming the fight.
Right.
For whatever network is showing it.
Have you guys touched on in previous minutes the fact that you have somewhat lighting on the audience in the first few rows, but then it's dark beyond that? I mean, was this a case where they had as many extras as they did in Rocky, the first Rocky?
No, they had a lot more this time.
Yeah. Budget was higher, right?
Yeah. But our former guest and good buddy, Pete Mummert, pointed out that they might have just filled up one side of the arena. So if they showed like a reverse shot, like that side of the arena might not have had like the whole stands filled out. So if it's maybe if it's showing like the opposite side of the arena, then they might have blackened out most of the seats.
Good point. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a bigger budget, you can only afford so many extras, right?
I guess, but I mean, I don't know, man. They had like an open casting call for Creed 2. I know whatever arena they had. They filmed it in Philadelphia, but I know they filled it out.
Mm.
Jay, remember we were talking about like the Eye of the Tiger and how like Rocky doesn't have it? The Eye of the Tiger?
When were we talking about that?
The pre-fight stuff when Rocky does that little like shy smile.
All right, yeah.
We talked about how Apollo says when we fought the last time you had the Eye of the Tiger. We said, this isn't the Eye of the Tiger.
But that's not in this movie.
I might have found the Eye of the Tiger.
Oh.
In second 44, right before he goes to punch Apollo with that left. Right? Is that looking the Eye of the Tiger to you?
Either that or just looks like he's in a lot of pain. Which would support, I'm looking at Doug's notes on the screen, and the one before this says, Apollo is beating the f*** out of Rocky.
Hence the pain.
End of minute.
I see where one connects to the other.
I don't know. Does he connect on a punch after that?
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
He does. Oh, yeah. That was.
I would agree with you that maybe that was the eyes.
Six. Look at that. Oh, look at that snarl. He's snarling, Jay.
Now and then he gets his face beat in for a couple more seconds. Like, I can understand if it was that look and then Rocky took over the fight, dominating and won. I'd be like, yeah, that was the moment. That was the Eye of the Tiger. But you can't have the Eye of the Tiger and then get your ass kicked a couple seconds later. And this is when the bell rings and Apollo gets off like about four or five punches, like good punches after the bell.
Right.
And like the ref is just standing there. He's not doing any, like he never steps in. The only reason the beating stops is because Apollo wraps him up and then all the traitors jump in the ring. Yeah. The ref doesn't do shit.
No.
He doesn't want to get his shirt all messed up.
Too late. That's a good shot of the shirt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 53. Second 53. Yeah. He's all bloodied up.
He's going to need a Hep C test after this fight.
I should get like.
Maybe they do that before the
fight. Nah, that's a good idea.
Oh, this ref is terrible, man. He let that go on too long. They should get shirts like jockeys with goggles where you have a bunch of shirts on, you just keep ripping them off as they get bloody and sweaty.
This guy, you ever tell your kids, like, don't run around with a Q-tip in your ear or something? This guy's got Q-tips or something sticking out of his mouth. While people are throwing punches.
Oh, yeah.
That is dangerous.
What elbow? What elbow? Yes.
Can I ask, what second 51 or so, what is Apollo's trainer doing? It looks like he's about to throw a sponge at Apollo's head. Like, violently.
See a bunch of water splashing around, too.
He's throwing water at
him. That's his move.
Yeah, yeah. You never seen that?
He does.
I have before, but what is the...
In 4, he does it.
He does, right?
He's trying to. I think it's a multi. I think a. I just had this pause on my screen. Look at this of him coming over the ropes.
Doesn't he almost fall over the ropes? Is it Rocky 4? Doesn't he almost fall?
I think he's just.
Oh, I think that's 3.
He's trying to throw you off. He spits so much that he throws water around so that you can't tell if it's water or spit.
He's trying to save.
I think it's a multi-pronged approach. I think a. He's trying to get Apollo's attention because Apollo was in like went into like this zone where he's not paying. He's like got tunnel vision and he's just punching the shit out of Rocky. So you try to, you know, like
redirect
when your dog's doing something and you want to just you spray with the dog in the face of the bottle. Like he's trying to misdirect him. He's trying to get his attention, like break him out of that funk. But also, it's starting to cool him down a little bit. You know, you got to get some water on him, get him cool. So it serves both purposes at the same time. cool him down, get his attention, stop him from beating the shit out of Rocky.
Right. I mean, the bells rang. The bells rang. Is rang a word? The bell already went off. So the round is over.
The bell has rung, yes.
Has rung. There you go.
Bell rang.
But they do this, like this music crescendo thing with the. But there's no action that coincides with it. They play the same. Matt, you know what I'm talking about, right? In Rocky III, when they play the same part. But this is when he's like getting those last few shots on Clubber Lang, right?
I think actually.
Like, you think there's something big happening here. They're just separating them and moving them.
No. Corners. Something big is happening here.
What?
We're starting to get to the turning point of the fight where Rocky's going to win the fight. So
yeah, it's sort of timed well. I agree with Jay. Right at the end of this minute, that the music sort of shifts a little bit.
You've hit. It's like saying we've hit Apollo's ceiling. Like we've hit the we're at the top of the hill or whatever. We've crescendoed all the way up. We're at the top here, and things are going to start to change now. It's getting your attention to tell you something's changing.
Mm. Yeah. Have you guys talked about the music? The song's called Conquest, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, based on my limited research, it's pretty motivational. I don't know. I don't know if you guys have any opinion on this song versus the fight song in Rocky One, but it reminded me of, not to jump ahead, but it reminded me of that song War in Rocky Four, sort of. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It sort of follows the mood of what's going on in the fight, and that point where it does that. As you so aptly put it, Doug, that I'm not going to try it. Here you go. It is a turning point, and I don't want to jump ahead into the next minute, but I think that it signals some kind of change coming, and the way it stops, and it sort of has a lull, and then you get to, I guess, mm-hmm. in the next minute where the trainers are talking to their respective fighters. Something's happening, and I think, I don't know, despite what you say, Doug, it's a good shift right there. It's a little bit of a.
I thought there was one person that I could count on.
Matt, Matt, were you a musician ever in your life? I don't remember. Did you play any instruments?
That's not a big no. Obviously, based on my verbiage,
you're a heavy metal drummer.
Music speak, I do play drums, but
like
not
Gary Porter.
That's right. That's right. I'm as good as him. What band is he in? I can do his job. There's no way.
Dick Dale coming knocking on your door?
I bet he is.
Oh, man. Jay, didn't you have aspirations of being a jazz saxophonist back in the day?
Even back in the day, still do.
We uncovered last week that he sold his jazz saxophone for a new air conditioner.
Yeah. So, some things are more important than dreams. Being cool in the summertime is one of them.
That just hire Duke to come throw water on you in the summertime. Water? Is it spit?
You could have kept your sax, Jay.
Is it water or spit?
I could have kept my sax, but it'd be some long summers in this house if I kept the sax.
You could have Duke clean out your spit valve.
Or add to it.
Is that a euphemism? Stick and move, Jay.
There's no spit valves on a saxophone.
Damn it.
Let's ask Greg about his musical.
Oh, Greg, tell us about your musical.
Obviously. Not much.
You got a Gibson SG.
I do.
For Christmas in 1996.
It's true.
Still actually, I remember that.
Not sell it for a new air.
Not yet. Wait till it breaks. Well, the minute's over.
Is that how you guys end this usually? Oh, the minute's over. The end.
Pretty much. Just do our plugs and then call it a day.
All right, so do them.
Happy Monday, everybody. If you want to hear more from us, just check in tomorrow because there's going to be another episode. You've been doing that the whole time.
What?
Playing it.
Because this is the minute, as we're talking about.
It was crescendo. Or Conquest.
I'm listening to Conquest.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Search Rocky Minute in the Google, and that'll point you to all the Google. Things. on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter.
Probably where you found it to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we do this every every day, and I think at this point people
No one in minute one, no one in minute 111 is going. Oh, I didn't know these guys had a to Facebook. Wow, they have a Twitter.
111 right here on iTunes. But
they have a Twitter.
Well, what the people might not know is that we have a listeners group on Facebook. It's called
Mike. No, they know. They know. They know yeah, everybody knows. Okay.
We have a host website called
They all know. What do you think they're listening to this on?
iTunes, maybe, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. That's a thing.
Stitcher.
Google. There are many podcatchers, and I would imagine most of them get the Rocky Minute. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh. I know. Interesting. Sound? Mm. Sound something? What's the...
SoundCloud?
That's SoundCloud?
What's that? Oh, shouldn't you know this?
Spotify, goddamn!
Shouldn't you know where? See, now
these are things you're bringing up that you never mentioned before. So this is good stuff right here.
I never tried on Spotify, so I don't want my mouth to write checks that my butt can't cash.
Okay.
Anyway, doingjarrah.com is our host website, so you can find us and a whole bunch of other movies by minutes shows, and Geek by Night, which is the jewel in the dueling genre crown. It's the audio drama. It's their flagship show. So go check all that out, and come back tomorrow for a brand new episode.
The Crown Jewels? Is that what it?
The Jewel and the Crown. Same thing.
I've never heard that before. It's like the...
Greg knows what I'm talking about.
The Jewel and the Crown?
The Jewel in the IBC Crown.
Got a lot of writing on this.
What movie are we covering? Rocky Minute? Scrooge Minute?
Were you invited back for tomorrow's Minute?
Oh, yeah.
I actually was.
You guys,
I checked my calendar.
I wasn't invited to his son's birthday party, which is happening next Sunday, but I'm going to go anyway.
I know.
I'm going to show up.
We were meeting tomorrow, too.
I think I'll show up tomorrow.
You know, you can tell it's the end of the season when the train has just totally derailed.
Yeah, I think it derailed at the start of the season, too.
At the start of last season,
yes.
It derailed when you had this idea. If it wasn't for Jay holding you guys up, I don't know what would happen.
I agree.
Jay is the glue keeping this together.
Matthew, you're more than welcome back tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
You're more than welcome back. Cool. More of that talk, and you can come back anytime you want.
Thanks. I don't care what Doug wants or doesn't want. I'll be back.
It's not his decision.
All right, well, let's carry on till tomorrow then.
All right.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Can I curse during this? Or
let him fly as much as possible. You know, more the merrier.
I mean, not as much
fifth word should be a curse.
You guys just bell it out, right?
No, yeah,
not you guys.
Yeah, yes, Matt. I bail them out, Matt. I bail them out. I work tirelessly to bail them out.
Jay does all the stuff behind the scenes, and
right.
Doug is lazy as usual.
I'm very busy.